Boy, it's just been raining all day long, and some heavy, heavy bands of rain have moved through the Baltimore area. In fact, we understand we have more than 2 inches of rain now, and that has changed plans for tonight's Orioles-Rays game. And Greg Bader joins us now. Greg is Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Orioles. Greg, tell us about the decision. What is it?
Yes, so tonight's game has been postponed. So fans with tickets for tonight's game, we ask they just hold on to those tickets. We have not announced a makeup date at this point. It will not be as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be played just as one game as regularly scheduled. So tonight's game's postponed. If you have tickets for tonight, please don't come down to the ballpark and just hold on to those tickets. We'll let you know about a makeup date and what your options are moving forward.
So there was some speculation tomorrow could be a doubleheader back-to-back. What's the decision? What goes into that decision when you decide, no, it's not going to be, or yes, we can?
Certainly a lot of decisions. One would be, is the team coming back into town at a later date? In this case, they're a division rival, so they're coming back in June. Tampa's coming back again in August. So there are opportunities for other dates to make the game up. I think you have to factor in all kinds of things from turnaround times, travel, where you're headed to next, you know, the condition of the teams in terms of player availability. So all of those factors are factored in. And in this case, we feel that playing just the one game tomorrow is best for everyone involved, including the fans, and that we'll figure out when to make this game up later in the season.
Hey, Greg, what goes into when you make a decision to call a game and postpone it? Because we knew it was going to rain all night. I think the Yankees made their decision much earlier today. So explain to our listeners how you guys go about making that decision.
Yeah, so we've actually been a part of several instances over the last few years where around 2 or 3 o'clock, we were sure that there was no way a game would possibly be played and other teams on the East Coast canceled. And we ended up getting in 9 innings and usually in pretty good playable conditions. So this was one of those instances where as the afternoon progressed, we didn't feel a need to call it too early, but we did call it early enough before we opened the gates so fans were not inconvenienced. But at the same time, we wanted to give it as much opportunity as possible to see if some weather pattern would break. It has happened before, so we figured we'd take as long as we could to make that decision. And now that we've made it, we know it's going to be the right one.
So the makeup game yet to be determined.
That's correct.
Greg Bader, Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Orioles. Thanks for sharing, Greg. We appreciate it.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Too.